Lekuta Sikh is Chelik Tezvav, the first Sikh on Chanukah. In the Mnusach of Aneres Hallelu, Zokman Drei Lashenis. In the wording of Aneres Hallelu, we say three expressions. Aneres Hallelu on Amadlikim. These are the lights that we light. Al Chachuois, over because of the salvations. Al Hanisim, over the miracles. Val Hanifloys, and over the wondrous things that happen. The Noch Bamsim Faneris Ololo, then at the end of Aneris Ololo, Zakmem Vide, the Zelba Dreidel Shenis, we once again repeat those three expressions. Nor Metanam de Reseda, but in a different order. We say, Lahoydes Alahalul Shimcha Godel, that we thank and praise your great name, Al Nisecha, over your miracles, Val Niflai Secha, and over your wonders, Val Yeshua Secha, and over your salvations. So we put salvations instead of at the beginning, at the end. Davon verstehen, so we have to understand. Was is the tam from the shini inim seder from the drei lashonos? Why is there a change in the order of the three expressions? Von dem was in aneres hallelu verdemont nicht nur nisecha. From the fact that in aneres hallelu we mention not only the nisin, the miracles, nor euch niflei secha and yeshua secha, but also the wondrous things that happen and the salvations, meaning those things which Hashem helped us. Is muchach as the mitzvah of Avodas Aneris is azeicha nish nor tzum nes from pach Hashemen. From this it becomes clear that the saying of Aneris Hallelu, that Aneris Hallelu, which is there as the prayer for lighting the Chanukah lights. So this, the Chanukah lights is not only to commemorate the miracle of the oil that lasted for 8 days, from the nes from pach Hashemen is Nishin Gedef from Yeshua, is because that miracle cannot be considered to be Hashem helping us in a situation. That is much more. That is an actual miracle. So what does it mean when Hashem helped us that we mention here? Noroich, the aller lei sugi Yeshua v'steibishtad badizim v'yomehim is manazeh, but rather we are, the mitzvah is there also to thank Hashem, to commemorate all the different types of ways that Hashem helped us in all the different situations that happened at that time, and also happen in our time. Und welche wären bechlolus eingeteilt in drei Lushenis, Kidlokama, which are generally divided into three different ways that you can describe the ways in which Hashem helps us, as will soon be discussed. Und in dem Gufa, Beloshen Rabin. And when we talk about the ways in which Hashem helps us, it's each one is mentioned as in a multiple way. Chu'ois, nisim, nifla'ois, salvations, miracles, not a miracle, but many miracles, nifla'ois, wondrous events, not one, but many. Val de me'urois, von yemei Chanukah, zayin kol kam v'kam in yonah Yeshua, von alle resugim, because the events of Chanukah contained in them all kinds of different ways in which Hashem helped us, and miracles, and so on. So the commemoration is done for many, many different miracles and wondrous things and ways in which Hashem helped us. This answers another difficult question about the way we commemorate the miracle of Chanukah. By Nes Purim is Dorda Achiyuv to the Mona de Atzolav Yeshua from Haman Rasha. Saiba Yom and Saiba Laila. By Purim, we read the story of the events of Purim, and the way Hashem helped us from Russia, from Hamana Russia. We read it by day and also by night. Mashenken in the Tzach of Chanukah ibe the Yevonim. Whereas the when we defeated the Greeks in the story of Chanukah, was Zerich given a nes. Which was not only a miracle, but it was even an obvious miracle, an open miracle, because Hashem handed the mighty army into the hands of the weak army. They had multitudes, they had a very vast and huge army, whereas the Jewish people had a small army, and yet the Jews defeated them. So this was an obvious and open miracle based on Nes Purim is given by Haltnes in Sidra Teva, whereas the miracle of Purim was worked its way through the natural process. There was nothing that you could point to that would say that this is an absolute miracle. all the events happened is almost like happenstance. So the miracle of Hanukkah, which is an open miracle, the montman is balayla, not in aval anisim, was mezakte ma'ariv and in birchas amazon. So at night, how do we commemorate the miracle of Hanukkah? In what way do we say the commemoration? By saying aval anisim, which we say in ma'ariv and in benching. Number one, tefillas arvus rishus. Since tefillas arvus is optional, as opposed to shachas mincha, which is a chiyuv, which is an obligation. And number two, sinishtokin chiyuv to essen b'leil Chanukah, there is no mitzvah, there is no obligation that you have to wash for a meal on the night of Chanukah. Kumtois as sinishtokin chiyuv hechrochi to the man and the mnes from nechtachan amulchama b'leil Chanukah. So it comes out that there is no compelling reason to mention or a situation in which you must mention the miracle of Chanukah, because Ma'ariv is an optional tefillah, although today of course we all do it, but it's still considered halachically an optional tefillah. And the washing for a meal is some people do, some people don't. It's possible that one wouldn't do it, so therefore you might end up not mentioning Ba'al HaNisim at all. So at night you wouldn't be mentioning at all about the Nes Chanukah, as opposed to Purim, where there's an obligation to read the Megillah at night. So that leaves the question, why is it that Chanukah, we don't mention the miracle, we're not obligated to mention the miracle at night? Al Pia Naal is as far emphat bepashas, but according to this, the way we've just analyzed Haneris Alolu, it answers the question. Hadlokas Neris Chanukah is as a Koran, because the lighting of the Chanukah lights, they are there to commemorate nish nor evdem nes from Pach Hashem, and not only the miracle of the oil, nor oichav alanism yimei Chanukah, but it's there to commemorate all the miracles of Chanukah, as we just mentioned. Uvi megefin tazene from the vegan zu izriken zikorim v'halol zum evishn is durchan sin neiris, as we find that one of the ways in which to show thankfulness to Hashem is through lighting lights, as we find in shul that there were people that would donate candles in order to light up the shul. This was a way of expressing thankfulness to Hashem. So the lighting of the Neiris Chanukah are not there only to commemorate the story of the oil, but also the miracle of the war and the defeat of the Greeks. So therefore we are in fact thanking Hashem at night of Chanukah as well. It's not only during the day, but also at night. So that answers that question. Gimel. Das is euch the tam if in shini aseder from the dry l'shenis and neiris alolo. This is also the reason for the change of the order at the beginning and at the end of a neiris alolo. In onhei beretzich veng the dry sugei atzolo v'yeshua shoshis alov aseder v'yamei. In the beginning we mentioned the three different types of saving us and helping us and so on, which Hashem did for our forefathers in those days, and the Ribbe Shteyn Zayin Dem Seder, and therefore they're written in the particular order that they are. Ala Chuiz Vala Nisim Vala Neflois. First Chuiz, then Nisim, and then Neflois. Why? Vala Zoy is given the Seder Amarois, because that's actually how the events happened in the story. Frier Chuiz, first happened Hashem helped us in a situation. The Noch Nisim, then there were miracles, and the Noch Neflois, and then there were amazing things. How so? He will soon explain. Mashe enkim beim siyum van aneres alolu, but at the end of aneres alolu, retzach veng de drei sugen vizeruf nareis ba'unz dem hergish lohedus alushim chagodl. At the end, we are talking about, therefore, we want to thank and praise Hashem for the miracles. So, in other words, now we're talking about how we relate to these miracles or salvations and so on. In them is say the andish, and in that way the order comes differently. The sug nisim is the esh that's arisur from by mentioned the minina haidoy vahilul sumevish. A miracle is the first thing that would motivate a person to thank Hashem. The noch the sug from the flois then would be the category of the wonderful things that happen, or the wondrous things that happen, and esh the noch is the suk from Chuis, and only then would be also thanking Hashem for Chuis. And to explain, Babir, the chilik in teichen zwischen Chuis, Nisim, and Neflois. What is the difference between what we call tshuos, Hashem helping, miracles, and wondrous things that happen. As an example, if somebody is conducting a war against an enemy, and the war is being waged against an army which is equal more or less to your own army, if you take into account the number of soldiers that they have and the type of training that they have, the type of technology that they have, it's more or less, it equals out to be similar to your own in their power. Darfer euch onkomet zu Yeshua's Hashem, you need Hashem's help to be able to defeat, as zol menatzeir sein, that you should be able to defeat that other army. Why? Varam al pi teva, because if you go by the natural calculation, there's a mol ein tzad goyver and a mol tzveiter. When there are two equal forces, you would figure you have a 50-50 chance of winning. Sometimes they'll win, sometimes you'll win. It's 50-50. Aber der Nitzachem v'tshua is an anoifem v'zet ois v'anin yin tivi. So therefore you need Hashem to help you, that you should be the one to defeat the enemy. So Hashem helps. But when you do defeat the enemy, it would be almost like a natural thing. This time you won. But you wouldn't see any miracle, you wouldn't see Hashem's hand in that defeat. It certainly wouldn't be considered a supernatural miracle, because you're equal to them in their power, so it would be expected that you would also win. Because you have just as much chance as the other army to be the one to win. So that's a Yeshua. Ness is a Yeshua Vatsolavas is Hechafen Teva. A miracle means when Hashem helps you in a way that is supernatural. Hepech from Gidya Olam, it goes against the natural process. Well, the dogma, for instance, an etzochen amalchom in an oifen, if you were to win a war in such a way, then says Natsel the Tzad, was is a sach or the shloi be'erach shvacha from Tzveiten, if the much weaker army were to win the war, that would be considered a miracle. Azoi, as in derech ha'teva, kena the Muhammad is gewinnen, naturally it would be impossible for this smaller, weaker army to win the war, and yet they won. Azan etzochen, azan nes, l'maylum ha'teva, that kind of victory is a supernatural, a miraculous victory. What is niflois? Seinen azelche inyen, was rufen areis a wunder bei dem was zete. Niflois means, it's amazing what happened. It makes you wonder about what happened. It's not something that can obviously and clearly be pointed to, that this is a miracle, something supernatural happened. Because they can be explained in a natural way as well. But this event is very different than what normally, naturally happens, what you would expect to happen. And the river, Rufter Erez Wunder, says Anini Nifl, and therefore it amazes the person that sees it, because did not expect that. And he brings an example, as we find by the fact that the Alter Rebbe was redeemed from prison on Yutas Kislev, as it had geschrieben, what did he write about that? Hashem did an amazing thing to allow the Alter Rebbe to go free. Hifli, a pella, unbelievable. The geula from Yitzchak Kislev is gekommen durch die Tsarim und gewann verbunden mit kame v'kame ishtadlus. What caused the Alter Rebbe to be released? There were certain ministers that were impressed by him, and they petitioned on his behalf. And there was a lot of effort put in to be able, you know, in the natural diplomatic channels in which they tried to convince and get the Tsar and so on that they should release the Alter Rebbe. Aber zusammen damit ist es gewesen klalo klal nicht können hanhages regilis. But at the same time, it was completely unexpected the way they related to it. They didn't easily release people that were arrested in the same way that the Alter Rebbe was arrested, with such serious charges. And it wasn't, normally that wouldn't be the expected outcome. Even though there was so much effort and so much diplomatic pressure that was put and so on. Nor apeladigas achifli, but as the way the Alter Rebbe describes it, it was an amazing thing that it actually happened. But at the same time, there were natural channels that were used and so on. So at the same time, it could be expressed as a natural event, but at the same time, you must recognize that this is completely unexpected. That was not the expected outcome. Hey, the drei sugi atzolav Yeshua Hashem zani given by Yom Mehem b'mei Chanukah on Al Seder, and these three different types of events, miracles, happened at the same at the time of Chanukah as well, and in a particular order. Three Yeshuas. First was an event that happened that was could be qualified as a tshua. Hashem helped. The Noch Nisim, then there was an event that happened that was a miracle, and the Noch Niflois, and then there were amazing, wonderful things. Der Anhayf von den Zachen nach Shmanen is given gleichen sehr statt Medin. At the beginning of the story, their first victory of the Hashmanoim was in their own little town, the old little city of Medin, wo Matisho and Bonavam is gefunden, where Matisho and his sons lived. The Yevonim, what happened, what was the story? The Yevonim haben dort gewollt Makar sein Adover Achar. The Yevonim wanted to bring as a sacrifice, as an offering, a pig. And the Hashmonaim said, absolutely not, we will not allow this. And in that small confrontation, the Hashmonaim were able to overpower the Greeks. So it wasn't a full-scale war, it was a small confrontation between a few people, and they won. In them is given a Yeshua, so that would be considered Hashem helped, and they won. It wasn't a great miracle that happened. It wasn't an absolutely astounding thing that happened, that in that small confrontation the Hashmonaim won. For him in Medin is nishkiven can grace a mispabi of Yevonim. There wasn't a large contingent of Greek soldiers in Medin, so therefore the small confrontation Hashem helped, and they were able to win. Danach haben die Iden Milchama gehalten an Kegna Gor Greisen Zaba von Yevonim, but then it led to a full-scale war between the Hashmonaim and the Greeks. Was Antiochus hat reingeschickt, that Antiochus sent a large army against the Jews. Gor Asach Mer wie der Mispa von der Yiddish Ranshe Chayel. There was many more Greek soldiers than the Jewish soldiers. Und es ist geschehen an das Goli, and there was an open miracle, Shalom Eilam and Atev, something completely unnatural, Masar te Geberim, Biat Chaloshim, that Hashem allowed the weak to overpower the strong, V'rabim b'meyad ma'atim, and the small amount of those soldiers to overpower the vast army of the Greeks, the Yidin, and the Yidin still won the war. So that's a ness. Then after that war, after the success of the war, the Hashmonaim went back into the Beis Hamikdash. They saw that there was no pure oil for the menorah. While the Yevonim metamei given kol hashmanos shebeheichal, because the Yevonim they defiled all of the oil that was in the Beis Hamikdash. They found one small, one cruse of oil that was still protected by the seal of the Kohen Gadol. And the fact that they found that oil was not an open miracle, it's not an unnatural thing that happened. When as mevil sich einsparen, and if you want to be stubborn, kemen zogen as is given a inyan tivi, you can say that it was a completely natural thing. As dem pach Hashemen am divonim nishba merkt. So mesam is saying it just happened to be that they didn't notice that lone jar of oil, and therefore they didn't defile it. Over fratel das a tesis, especially according to tesis, as mevil zogen shayimunach b'chaisim b'karka, that tesis says that it had to be have been buried under the ground. It was under the ground. Adova bilti rogel klau, something which was very unusual. They wouldn't think of looking under the ground for a jar of oil. Befatas given alishkas hashmanim, especially that there was a designated room which was the room of the oil. That's where all the oil was kept. So they would have expected that that's where the oil should be. Why would they look for a jar of oil somewhere under the ground? haben die Yevonim nicht getracht zu suchen dort. So therefore the Yevonim, the Greeks never thought to look for a jar of oil somewhere under the ground, and that's why it escaped their notice, and that's why there was this one jar of oil got, you know, was not defiled by the Greeks. So it's a natural thing if you want to be stubborn. While Pisa Yumtik Devados as the Shemin is Toir, and the Yevonim Mabmas Nishm Tamig Ben Dor Chesed, which explains also why they were so certain that this oil was not defiled, because there is another way in which it could become defiled, even though it was sealed inside a jar, inside a klicheres with a seal. But if they were to move it, if a zov or somebody that's tummy with certain types of tumah, which the goyim are considered, if they were to lift it and move it in that way, the oil inside would have been moved as a result of a Greek, that would also bring tumah to it. So then how do we know that they didn't do that? The reason is because it was buried under the ground, and therefore we assume that they never even saw it, they never touched it at all. So in other words, this adds certainty to what the Taisa says. Why does the Taisa say that it must have been under the ground? Because he's concerned about Hesed. How do we know that they didn't move it and cause the Tumah? But now that we're saying that the Greeks would never have thought about looking for it there, because there was a room which was designated for oil, so therefore it lends and adds support to what Taisa is saying, that they would, that we were certain that they didn't move it. So you could say, getting back to our discussion, so you could say that it wasn't a miracle, it just happened to be that they didn't notice it. But on the other hand, it is an amazing thing that they that all the oil, they made sure that they did defile it. Und dem ein Pach is given behalten bekarka, and that this one jar was somehow made its way, found its way into under the ground, it somehow ended up under the ground, und geblieben ganz nicht angerührt, and wasn't defiled. So that's something which is not an absolute miracle, it's not an unnatural event, but it is amazing, it is wonderful that it escaped their notice. The Nochas given Nochanes, of course afterwards there was another miracle, the miracle of the oil, that it lasted for 8 days, shidliku b'yiches yom, and v'yoich noch yishuos and nifloes, as well as other ways in which Hashem helped them and other amazing things that happened. But we only mention, of course, one. We're only going to mention it once, and the order in which they actually happened. And then many things happened after that as well. Vav, there say the Chuas Nisim and Nifloes. So this order of first Chuas and then Nisim and Nifloes. Und wenn red wegen ze beschachst du das Seder Rizman von dem Reus, wir haben hey. And when we talk about them in the way, in the order that they happened at that time, b'shasas retzich, aber wegen lohedus la'alu shumcha gadol, however, when we talk about our thankfulness to Hashem for these events, which came after that, is to say that now the order changes. Tzimala mershten is memeida mahal de mebishn of nisim. The first thing that a person is driven to thank Hashem for is the great miracles that happened. In them the Kenan Allah doesn't get coming from Eibushim, because there it's clear and obvious that this came from Hashem. The Nachman is Menzach Mizbeinin, Bizma the Kendem Emes and Gedef and Kama Vakama Pasir and Ganazizan and Afloy Secha. And then when you look a little closer at the story and you see that it's not only the big event miracles, but also many of those things leading up to those big miracles also were amazing and unbelievable and were not expected, and we thank Hashem for those too. Although if somebody wants to insist on making a mistake, in other words, insist that it's not really, it's not Hashem's doing, chas v'sholem, as in a pasirin b'darke ha-teva, that they're just natural, it's just natural events. And we thank Hashem for those things that are not as obviously as miracles, but if you know, if you believe, you know that they are neflois as well. And you thank Hashem for those two. And the Noach kumt men zu da akore, and then you come to a deeper recognition. As a filo al Yeshua secho, even those things in which Hashem helped us, velcha zayne nishkenes, which are not really a miracle. A filo nishkenes floy is not even amazing thing. It's just equal 50-50 chance, and Hashem helped us. Nor in gidya teva, this is something that is even natural. Darfman oich danken and leiven dem Eibushim, we have to thank Hashem for that too. For him, Hashem Yeshua, because Yeshua help comes from Hashem. Teva alein is l'maylu and ateva, because in truth, every natural event is really comes directly from Hashem and should be considered supernatural. And therefore, even something in the category of Yeshua also should lead us to thank Hashem. So that's the order when we talk about us relating to it. The Nisim are the most amazing, and therefore we thank Hashem immediately. Niflois, we get to realize that those two need Hashem needs to be thanked. And then, even Yeshua's, we need to thank Hashem for. Atiferet in them. To see this on a little bit of a deeper level, by Yidden is the hashpoas hachayis chatchilu from bechinas alakus versus l'maylam ateva. All flow from Hashem to the Yidden are all come in a supernatural way. They come from a level of godliness which transcends nature. Mernid was the hashpoat tzitzichon and levush from teva. However, it does come through the garment of nature. It flows into nature and comes to us that way, but its origin is always from beyond nature, from supernatural. Das heißt, and what this means is, as noisiv of them was hanhoga hasateva bachlal is a hanhoga elikis. That means, in addition to the fact that every natural event, of course, is also God's hand, it's also Hashem doing it. Well, the whole nature is created by Hashem and is also overseen by Hashem. He's the one that makes every little act happen. And therefore, all of nature in truth is godly, is beyond nature. Vivel taich teva, or at least is beyond nature of what the world thinks nature is. That it's happening on its own, that's not true. It's all being directed by Hashem. Un oir das teva is by Eden nor achetzenis de gilvush of the anhoganisis. So even that level of teva, which we know is really godly, but to a yid, everything that happens to us is really coming from something beyond Hashem's involvement in nature, and it is from a level, from a source that is supernatural. Of course, comes through the garment of nature. So nature becomes a mask for the truly miraculous approach that Hashem has to us, by which Hashem conducts Jewish life. B'meile, there was hot lichtige eigen, therefore somebody whose eyes are illuminated, they see, you see the truth. That even nature is a Jew, the things that happen to Jews, even in a natural way, are really miraculous. So when a yid looks at what's happening around them, to a yid, he knows that it's not natural at all. All of it is being directed from Hashem in a supernatural way. Just he puts it through the natural process. We spoke many times about what our sages tell us. They say, a Jew believes in the Eternal One and he plants. Meaning to say that when a Yid, why does a Yid plant his garden or his field? Because he believes in Hashem that he will make the field, that everything will grow. So the question is, a Goy doesn't plant. A Goy doesn't believe in Hashem's miraculous involvement in the world, and he also plans. So what does it mean that a yid plans because he believes in Hashem? The chukei ateva was the eibishtad eingestellt zereb akotze lo yishbaisu. This natural process, which a goy also knows about, that when you plant, it grows, and that will always happen. That's not why a yid plants his field, because he knows that it happened last year, and that's what nature dictates. The emes siba from the tzmicha. A yid knows that the true reason why his field is going to grow product is on the father's zareya, and which is the reason that he invests in planting is because he believes in Hashem. He believes that Hashem is involved in his field and will make his field grow. In other words, saying that a yid doesn't do things because that's what nature dictates. He knows that it is Hashem's involvement in his personal life which will make it happen. not just the natural process, but that Hashem conducts himself with me in a miraculous way. And since I believe in Hashem's miracles, I plan, because I know Hashem will make a miracle and it'll grow. I, the goy's field, also grows. That's because the nature dictates that. Hashem works through nature to make that happen. But to me, to a yid, he works a miraculous event in to make my field grow. Because everything in my life, Hashem directs in a miraculous way, in a supernatural way. As Retzach in Chassidus, it's discussed in Chassidus, as Dafke in dem mata b'yeser, zokzcharez de gevoye b'yeser. That it's in the very lowest realms that you can see the impact of the very highest sources. Oh, now that is an Indian on Nisim. The same is true for these different miracles. The Nisim was an Malubishin Teva, Habmahecher and Shaders in the Nisim Gluim. The miracles that come through the garment of nature have a higher source than the absolute clear miracles, the miracles that are easily identified as miracles. And nature itself, the one that you can't even see that there is a miracle at all, that has the very highest source. Because God's Hashem has to be revealed in the lowest level, the highest level must be revealed in the lowest level. So nature, which is the lowest level, because it seems to be the most distant from Hashem, much more distant than a miracle and even a hidden miracle. Nature is just a repetitive events that happen again and again, and therefore you don't see Hashem's hand in them. That's where the greatest level of godliness is revealed. Nisim gluyim nemezich fun gidluyim. Open miracles, obvious miracles, come from what is called something removed from Hashem. Not the essence of Hashem, but the way Hashem reveals himself. And they are limited in that path of revelation, because that's what Hashem reveals himself. In other words, he directs a certain part of him to the area of revelation. So the miracles that come through there also have to be revealed miracles. That's the only thing this path knows is revealed. The nes muzzerzen begili. The miracle has to be seen. Nisim al mulubashim beteva. The miracles that work through nature, nemezich funan oir vasis hecha fun gilui, they come from an energy within Hashem that transcends revelation. In other words, it's closer to the essence of Hashem. And that's why they are not necessarily revealed, because that aspect of Hashem doesn't come in a revealed way. So the miracle that comes from that higher level also comes in a way that it's not obvious and revealed. But still, since the way it happens, it does pique your interest, it does catch your eye that something unbelievable happened here. By them, the person that sees it is triggered. Something unusual happened. Until you can say, this is something which is beyond what you expect naturally. So in other words, you do see a certain revelation of a miracle here, even though it's not obvious. Is verstandig, so it's understood that das ist von an euer, was ist akopane begede gilui. So therefore we understand that even though it's an euer, which transcends gilui, it's higher than revelation, but it has some form of connection to revelation, because in the end you can identify it as a miracle. So there is some level of revelation there. So in other words, it's not from the absolute essence of Hashem, it is not from the level of absolute revelation, it's somewhere in between. It's beyond revelation, but it already has a connection to revelation and therefore has some form of revelation to it. Dafke de inyan fun chuis, it's only dafke de what's called chuis, velchazan and ongetan and teva gufa, which are, this is nature, this is could be identified as simple nature. Nemzuch fun atzmus comes from the very essence of Hashem, was is nish begede gilu klau, which cannot be revealed at all as connected to Hashem. Memele tutzich oiv di Yeshua shalomai lama teva was kum fun the meibish nalein in anefen vias volzer gefir bederach ateva mamish, and therefore, because it comes from a place which is completely transcends revelation, from the very essence of Hashem, which is not able to be revealed, therefore, when Hashem invests in that way, it has to come in a way which is completely unidentified, unrevealed. It seems like it's part of nature totally. Und das ist der Seide von den drei Inyonim. And that's the order in which these three things are listed. L'hoides ol'halo shimcha gadol, that we thank Hashem, al nisecha, val nifleisecha, val yeshua secha, for the miracles, for the wondrous things, and for the Hashem helping us. Frier, kum da'ida v'hilu b'shachas segiluyim. First, we thank Hashem for the revealed, obvious thing, way in which He helped us, or caused a miracle. Was von Zeh, vet nimshach nisecha, from where comes the miracles. The noch, b'shachas to da'ish, l'mayla megiluy. Then we thank Him for His bestowing upon us an ayr which comes from a higher place, from a place which is beyond revelation. Val nifle secha, which is the wondrous things. Und danach kommt man zu meidah behilul shimcha gadol. Then we come to thanking Hashem for His great name, meaning to say for the very essence, for the greatest level of Hashem's revelation, beikadurch Yeshua secha, which comes in a way that is completely hidden, and therefore you can only say Hashem help, because it seems almost natural what happened.